This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about, we all have to admit we're petty.
Oh, done. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we've turned down a perfectly good human over something small.
Oh, no. No, I'll okay. date anyone.
No, but you got it's like a shallow reason you wouldn't date somebody. Like, there, I was okay. being set up with, oh my God, this is the karma that I get. I was being set up with a woman who was beautiful. She was a dancer of the kind you might think.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Had that 90s Mariah Carey hair, very rare.
Oh.
Just, ugh.
Yes.
Just a body just forever.
Mom jeans on the derriere.
Yes.
Throwing up the west side as we play in the air.
Not everybody got the Macklemore reference there.
I love that song.
Hate Macklemore.
Really?
That would be one for me, yeah, if you like Macklemore. I'm not dating you.
You would literally not date me because I just quoted Macklemore.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding you guys. Like, only Aaron and I can see this. But, you, like, look at his face.
Yeah, no, he's serious.
He's dead serious.
Yeah. His first song, he talks about how when he's at the thrift shop, he talks about how sneakerheads are dumb. Oh, they'll be like, oh, we got the Velcros. And then he does Jordan releases later on in his career. And also, he talks about paying $50 for a t-shirt. Go on Macklemore's website. How much do you think his merch shirts are?
$50.
At least $50, yeah. He's a liar. He's a hypocrite. Bothers me.
Okay.
All right.
But go on.
No, but this is exactly what we were talking about. Like, you're shallow. Like, if somebody, there could be a person who's perfect for you, but if they were like your third date, they walked in a Macklemore shop and they go, what? And you're like, nope.
Nope. Get out.
You're like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be like, yeah.
So this girl was stunning, and I went to her place of work, watched her dance, and then she was going to come over and be introduced to me. And when she approached, she was like, yeah, Michael. And I was like, couldn't do it. I mean, you'd be surprised, because guys, Tiak will admit, we'll push through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, somebody with a voice like that, it was like, beep, beep, boop, and she baby talked just enough. That it was like, I don't care that you have 90s Mariah Carey hair. I don't care. She was gorgeous.
That's a lot.
Do you think it was part of like the act though?
No. Because I stuck around long enough to make sure. I was like,
yeah, okay.
I'm like, no, I'm not stupid. I wasn't like,
good.
No, I didn't run. I was like, maybe whatever. Like, uh-uh. And then like, I asked the friends who were setting me up. I'm like, so is that her real voice? I was like, yeah, why? I was like, okay, no.
Oh, I just can't.
When they act oblivious, what?
What, for real? But I don't think everybody has that. There are people who, she's probably happily married, has 20 kids. I'd like somebody who likes somebody talking like that. It's just like, to imagine sitting down and watching Shawshank Redemption and then go, what'd you think? It's like, well, I think it's an enemy, the woman, and boom, boom. It's like, no, can't. Right? I say about being shallow.
No, I know.
Yeah, I agree.
You said petty.
I get it.
Shallow. It's all, you know.
Yeah. There was a girl that liked me, and she had a lower back tattoo, which that in itself is fine, but it was of the New York Yankees logo. She was a diehard Yankees fan, and her whole family was, her brothers, her dad, and I'm like, it's not going to work for me, because I'm not.
You're not a sport, well, you like basketball.
I like basketball. But like, I don't like.
I don't want to be reminded of your fanhood,
right?
Especially, yeah.
If I see, yeah, and also, I'm just not gonna fit in. Like this, I'm not gonna be indoctrinated into liking the Yankees. I just don't see that for my future.
And you're gonna see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I think it's I think it's petty. I think it's shallow.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you were right.
Okay. Thank you.
And I would appreciate it if you would say that exact sentence to me.
I would like to see a picture of the Mariah Carey hair.
All right. So if you've dumped somebody or you just wouldn't date somebody because of something shallow or petty, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I haven't had to turn someone down for this reason, but I absolutely would. And I feel like a hypocrite. If you have a peanut allergy, I can't. I'm already so limited on what I can eat that like a peanut butter.
You're right.
Peanut butter is a staple.
You can't combine an allergy.
Like no, I got them all.
You got it right. If somebody doesn't overlap with you, if they're a new one,
yeah.
that actually makes a lot of sense.
I don't think that's shallow or petty. I think that's like right on the money because you're just like you're such a petri dish of like despair.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally have like the GIFs on the go in my office.
What's a GIF on the go?
The peanut butter thing. And I don't
know
even,
what that is. It's just a vat
little container.
Of
yeah.
And you just put your finger in it?
I just tongue it.
I'm going to be my best TX self. I think I would dump you if I saw you tonguing a GIF on the go. Yeah. Like you're in the car next to me. We're on our way to a romantic getaway up in the mountains.
Well,
and you're just...
I do it when I'm alone.
Eating out. Okay.
I
don't want them to all be food related, but there's one on the like... This was a Reddit thread where people were talking about pettiest reason. It was like, I've definitely not been friends with somebody. Like you make a great meal and I make a great brunch. So I've got like green chili and hash browns and like some sort of egg dish, you know, like strata or like green chilies with inside eggs with cheese, like chili
nice.
Casserole, all these different things. And you're like, everything's like laid out there. And then a friend of mine, former friend, was like, hey, you got ketchup? And I'm like, for what? And it was like all of it.
What?
Ketchup on the eggs, put ketchup on the hash browns. We got an argument over it. He's like, hash browns are like baby french fries. I'm like, right, but I have green chili and it's brunch and you're not fine.
True.
Yeah.
Like we don't get to be friends if you put ketchup on my food. You're putting ketchup on my food. Like, if you're the guy at STK Steakhouse and you just made some guy a Wagyu steak and he's like, do you have A1? You're allowed to kill him. I think you are. He doesn't get to have Wagyu. And then order Heinz.
I guess, yeah. Ketchup on a steak.
No, you just don't get to do it. And I think it's a good reason. It's shallow. It's petty. But it's a reason to not be with somebody anymore. They put ketchup on the wrong food.
Because you're also, it's like, this isn't going to work out. I'm going to make a lot of food for you, and you're going to ruin all of it.
Yeah, if I watch you ruin my food on the daily, oh, you have ranch? What?
Hold on.
Lines are being crossed right now. Yeah.
Okay, but again, we don't want them all food, and I want to put one moratorium. You are not allowed to make it political. It's like, oh my God, he voted for... I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not going to be about that. Anything else petty is on the table. Why did you shallowly not date somebody? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for the shallowest, pettiest people who just either not dated somebody or dumped him for a weird reason. There was a guy on the phone who didn't stay, and I know you talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
He just texted me. That's my buddy. He accidentally hung up.
It's somebody you know. Yes. He dumped a girl.
It's not, okay, I was going to say, he did not dump me for this reason.
It's not good.
Say why.
He said he went to pick her up for the first time, and she got in the car, and he didn't know why, but she had an overwhelming scent of mustard on her. And he knew from then.
Could anybody just pick mustard? Do you think you could just smell mustard and go, that's mustard?
I don't think so.
Because every once in a while, like, there was a smell in the hallway recently, and we all went out there and we're like, I don't know what it is, but I think it might be
Pop-Tart.
Something.
Yeah.
But it was like we mustard. Yeah. Like, you just know that it was mustard?
But if it's in your car, I mean, that's pretty close proximity. Pretty, like...
But to just be spot on, oh, that's mustard.
Yeah.
And just be like, that's enough for me.
Because
I like mustard, but I just don't like a lot of mustard.
What do you do in that situation? Like, she just got in. Do you kick her out?
Throw hot dogs at her.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, that's what you're trying to do.
Michelle, what was your petty shallowness?
I should have camouflaged my name because this is really, really shallow. Not my best human moment. I couldn't handle his name. I knew I was going to have to make up a different name for him because I just couldn't. I couldn't call him by his name. And it's not even that bad of a name, but I just couldn't do it.
Are you going to tell us the name, or are you just going to leave it a mystery? What?
Maybe I'll leave a mystery. Should I leave it a mystery and make everybody wonder?
No,
you got to tell us the name. What was his name?
Oh, it was Blaine or Blake or something like that.
You don't even remember
the name that you dumped him for.
No, listen. No. This is true. However, what I do remember is that it started with a B, and I really don't like the letter B. And then it was followed by the letter L, and that combination.
Blah.
Come on, somebody side with me. Blah.
Blah.
Is just horrible.
Okay, Michelle, that's right? Really weird. No, not right. I mean, yes, you're perfect for this because it's supposed to be shallow and petty.
And that
but
is
like,
right. And I'm sorry to the universe. I'm sorry, Blaine or Blake or whatever. I couldn't.
Or
and
whatever your name is.
I'm gonna have
Bluey. Whatever.
Change his name.
Okay, Michelle, that's you're thank everything you. We ever wanted. I mean, thank you. I hope you smell like mustard.
What if we find her?
I want to find her. If you smell like mustard,
please call in.
No, just stop by.
Oh.
I want to walk past you. Amanda?
Ew. Yai.
Shallowness. Why are you shallow?
So I was dating this guy for a few months. He was great, great personality, very handsome, great job, no red flags. A few months into our dating, we were out to dinner, and we were laughing. Things were funny. And he laughed. He opened his mouth really wide, and I saw that he had fillings in all of his back teeth, top and bottom.
Yeah.
And I could never unsee that. And
I
couldn't go out
with
him.
Whoa, wait, I have fillings?
That was the end of that.
Or were they the old school?
Yeah,
like, they were metal?
The old, like, dark metal.
Yeah. That's rough.
Dark metal fillings, poor oral hygiene. I couldn't do it.
I've had all mine ripped out and replaced to white.
Because
there's something about, you just look like a meth head.
Well, I wasn't
going
to go there.
No, just like, what's been going on back there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Did you tell him, or did you just, like, bounce?
No, I slowly faded away.
Yeah. No, not the slow fade.
Here, chew on this.
Oh, God. Thank you for the call.
Right.
Sandy?
Yay.
What's your shallow pettiness?
So I went out on a first date with a guy, and he had asked me, like, how do I feel about a guy wearing a kilt? And I was like, cool, whatever, if that's your thing. He showed up in a kilt. We had a great time. Second date was supposed to be a hiking date. Showed up in a kilt again. That was an over me.
He wore a kilt to go hiking?
Crazy.
Yes, I was like mortified.
Was he wearing what you're supposed to wear under a kilt?
I didn't ask, and I didn't
investigate.
Which
is nothing, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Hiking with nothing under there?
Yeah.
Hope it was a summer hike. Almost don't
no,
hope
you
it
don't,
was a summer hike.
Yeah. Chafing.
Yeah, but you want it? It'd be cold under there.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Yeah, I don't know.
Be the summer.
Let's explore that later. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Sarah, are you in danger? Yai. What's your shallowness?
Well, we were out to dinner, and I had a cheeseburger, and he told me he liked the taste of raw meat.
Like, he didn't...
And
he didn't even do it in front of you.
Hamburger.
He just mentioned liking raw meat, and that alone
that
was off-putting.
Yes. He does it.
You...
Yeah, that's a lifestyle. I would say.
Have you ever been around anybody who eats it?
No.
I was forced to eat it at a friend's house recently.
Why?
Because they were like, I guess in Kansas City, you know who you are, Kansas City. They call it tiger meat, and they just open like ground beef and then put like lemon and garlic salt on it and go, everybody have some tiger meat. And you're like,
what?
Man, if this was from like Tony's, maybe, but like, no. This is just regular deli ground beef.
No.
No, and everybody had to do it.
No.
And the guy who's dating her didn't do it, but I did, which was stupid. I was like, wait, you didn't do it? Why am I doing it?
She probably made it up to him.
No, the whole family was there and they were all doing it. Everyone was eating the raw hamburger.
Yeah, I would be out. I would not eat sushi. No,
that's
I wouldn't.
That's different. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
ground beef, but
it is.
I eat steak tartare. That's uncooked. I don't know. Jessica.
Yay.
Why are you shallow?
I met this guy at a bar. We hit it off. We decided to do a second date at a pool, and he took his shoes off and had the most beautiful pedicure. His toenails were painted like an orange color, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Orange for the Broncos.
Yeah!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.